Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Sarias. We're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And again, we're talking about Parkoid Mashiach, and in what way Parkoid Mashiach is like the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. Meaning when Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous Pesach, in what way his personal carbon is similar to a Pesach that was made erroneously by the Beis HaGadol that was followed by the majority of the Tzibur. In Chayav Nalalhelim Davar Im Shigas HaMaisa. A person is only going to be Chayav on a Helim Davar if there was a mistake in the psak, together with a shogeg of the actual action that was done, meaning people did the aveira b'shogeg following the psak of the bezin. V'chein hamashiach same shu by kohen mashiach. He only brings par kohen mashiach if he made a mistake in the psak and he followed that mistaken psak. V'lo ba'avodah zarah in chayavin, and similarly el al helm davar im shigas samaisa. Similarly, when it comes to the special karbanos for mistakes in avodah zarah, it's only if they made a mistake in the psak and they made a mistake in following that psak. Ein bezin chayavin ashayor b'davar shezdon ukares. Bezin is only going to be chayiv the parum davar shel tzibur if it's about something where if the avera is done b'mezid, someone is chayiv kares v'shigas chatos and vidu b'shogeg you're chayiv a karban chatos v'chein a mashiach. And the parkoid mashiach is also only of such high stakes types of issues that you chayiv kares if you do b'mezid. And the same is true when it comes to the special karbanos that we bring for avodah zarah. It's got to be a matter related to avodah zarah. That's high stakes. That's b'mezid you'd be chayiv a chatos, and b'shogeg b'mezid be chayiv karis, and b'shogeg be chayiv a chatos. So moving on to Mishnah Dalid, are these karbanos brought for a psak about something that's subject to some to a karbanol of yored, right? What about tumas mikdash ukdashav? What about shvus bitui? Right, all the things that are karbanol of yored. Ein chayev nal seva losa seishah b'mikdash. Both the Kohen Mashiach and the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur are not going to apply about asei and los aseis of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the isser of going into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tameh, or the din that a Tameh person has to get out of the Beis HaMikdash as soon as he can, or someone who, those are the cases where you bring a carbon olav yored. So carbon olav yored types of averus are not subject to these dinim. Ve'in mevi'in asham tali ala sevelos. You also don't have an Hashem Talui on things that normally would be subject to a carbon olivered. Carbon olivered means that if you're a richer person, you bring a more expensive carbon, and if you're a poorer person, you bring a less expensive carbon. But you are chayiv par koin mashiach or par hamdav shel tzibur when it's an asei or a los asei relating to nida. Umavi an Hashem Talui al asei v'alos esha benida. An Hashem Talui also an asei v'alos esha benida, because the nida is something that's chayiv Kares if you do it b'mezid, and chatos if you do it b'shogeg. Ezri mitzvah sa benida. What do you mean a mitzvah sa say by anida? What's a mitzvah sa say by anida? Prosh min hanida. Meaning it's the din that you have to be porish from anida. Meaning if a man is in the middle of having tashmish with his wife and she's anida, he has to be porish from her and do it in a way that's not going to involve any further hana'ah of tashmish with anida. This is what the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches explains, that if in the middle of tashmish, the woman says that she was piercing nida, so he has to be miseach daitel davracher, think about something else. He has to be yamtin ad she'ever meis, wait until his erection goes away, and only then pull out of her body, because even pulling out with an ever chai is going to be considered hanos tashmish with a nida. So that's the mitzvah saseh of nida, prosh min anida, to be poresh in the way that involves the least hana. O mitzvah lo saseh lo saval anida, and lo saseh of anida is don't have tashmish with a woman who is already anida. That is an iser kares. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, we had said that only chayiv both the Parkoin Mashiach and Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur if everything was shogeg, and the same is true by avodah zarah, and also you only chayiv if it's a matter that involves a kares if it were mezid and chatos if it were shogeg. And then in Mishnah Dalet we learned that you only chayiv on that you're not going to be chayiv Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur nor Parkoin Mashiach on something that normally relates to a karban ola v'yored. And we said that however when it comes to mitzvah and losei shabenid, Yerida, you could be Chayiv Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur or Par Kohen Mashiach. What's an Asay in Lo Sei Sheben Nida? So the Asay is to be Parish from a woman who is a Nida, became a Nida during Tashmish, and the Los Asay is not to have Tashmish with a Nida. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei.